Hello, this is Peter Stewart. Welcome to today's episode. I've got a background in training people for the BBC in how to present, how to read the news and so on. And I'm bringing some of those ideas to you and more in our series of short daily podcasts. Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice. You can follow me on Twitter where I'm Tweeter Stewart. See what I did there? TWWETERSTEWART. Looking at solving your microphone muck-ups, because you don't want to go through all that process of helping you get a better broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice if you then have that fantastic voice changed, altered, or disrupted by things like echoes or distortion or interference and hum. We're talking about interference and hum tomorrow, incidentally. Today, hiss, which is usually caused when levels are set incorrectly during the recording. So it means the mic is picking up and boosting the ambient noise of an almost silent room. So it may be down to poor quality microphone or one that's been damaged, or if the mic line setting on a recorder or on a connection built into the lead is set incorrectly, in which case choose the alternate switch. It may also be that hiss is picking up because you've actually started to talk into the wrong part of the microphone, so you're sounding a little bit off mic. And what it's actually picking up, as I say again, is something else, probably the ambient noise of the room. The good news is that this kind of interference is easier to fix in most audio editing programs than some of the others I'm mentioning over the last couple of days and the next couple of days, because what you'll need to do is isolate a small part of the recording that is only hiss, so not speech or any other noise, and then the program will be able to remove that frequency from the rest of the recording or the interview. Remember, you do that with the raw material, all of it, or you'll have to repeat the process for every single edited section. Not too time consuming. You can fix it in post-production, in post, but obviously it's better if you avoid it in the first place by monitoring using headphones. So headphones is a topic we're going to be talking about in the next couple of weeks, and how using headphones and using them properly will help you get a better broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice. Tomorrow, hum and interference as the podcast series continues from London. I'm Peter Stewart.